Yeah. Houston! Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome back. And that was courtesy of Def Jam recording from NYC. Yes, sir. So, classics, you know, you gotta start. You gotta know the classics. So, yeah, no sleep tonight. What's new? But I did get some stuff done. I did get some stuff accomplished, but I still need to get so many more things done. It's crazy. I think I am going to go to sleep pretty soon. I feel that I have... I definitely got, like, pretty much all the stuff that sold over the weekend packed up, and it's, like, good to go. So that'll make it a lot easier. I have not whatsoever gotten used to in any shape or form in not having a vehicle. It sucks. I'm not sure if it's just because it sucks, or because it was raining and it was all muddy and, like... I got all wet, and I'm a big baby. Nah, just kidding. Nah, I was like, fuck it. I was like out there, and I was like all like in army gear, and everyone else had like these like Victoria's Secret umbrellas. But nah, just kidding. I just had like an umbrella, and a broken one at that, and it didn't work very well. And so, but yeah, I'm glad it was not raining today. It was nice. But, yeah, I didn't really spend too much time outside today. I stayed indoors listing items. I was really surprised. I'm kind of ticked off because, I really enjoyed Facebook Marketplace initially right off the bat. I was getting bites. I was getting people super interested and the items that I was posting, but they just kept on flaking on me. And basically, that's like my main complaint. I mean, I really can't think of anything else to complain about. And then, like, I haven't had any luck on OfferUp or Letgo. You know, it's different for every area, I'm sure. I'm sure, like certain areas, like, Letgo is, like, hella popping, but, like, Facebook Marketplace is just, you know, terrible. But, yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. It's interesting to, like, you know, just be around right now during this wave of e-commerce where we want everything so fast, and we... Also, like, there's this other type of demographic, which is competition to people like me. For example, Poshmark. Poshmark has that you've probably seen them commercials where they're saying like, "Hey, like, you got something that you bought, but like you know, made a mistake, sell it on Poshmark." That's like one more person that I have to compete with to make a sale on Poshmark. So it's like, but that, like, that's just the market, you know, and like, that's always how it's going to be. But it's just, that's just like clear. That's a black and white, you know, issue. Or not that it's an issue, but just, you know, just a thing. So, but, yeah, I was brought up by, what was his name? I don't want to, like, put him under the bus and, like, say it, put words in his mouth, so I'm just gonna, like, disregard. But, he is a wise guy. Hey, what are you? A wise guy? Hey, what are you? Retired or something? You don't seem from around here. What are you, fucking retired? Shit. But nah, not like that. Not that type of wise guy. But Anyways. Yeah, I really do. I really hope. Who should I do a podcast with? Who should I reach out to? I want to do somebody like an artist or like somebody making a short film or, you know, just something like that. I want it to be a female. I want to hear, like, a female voice just for some reason. Like, no, not even because, like, it's like, oh, like, I'm, like, trying to, you know, nothing like that. I just, that's just how I envision it in my head, like, how I perceive it and think it would be executed effectively. But yeah, on that note, I'm going to say good night. And if you guys are just waking up, you know, have a good morning. Make sure you, you know, open the door for somebody. You know, just do just a random act of kindness. And just, you know, love life. All right, guys. Bye. Okay, take 3, 4? I don't even know anymore. But this is a podcast that it's not working for me. This is like the 50th time. I'm tired, I'm hungry. I want some Whataburger. And I need to provide value for my listeners, despite the state that I'm in. But I don't know. Let's see what I got. All right. So in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm just gonna spit knowledge that I think can help you make money. All right, here we go. And please forgive me if any of this stuff is things I've told you previously. All right. Okay. All right, vintage clothing. Ooh, basic, right? No. I'm gonna tell you brands. I'm gonna tell you the brands to watch out for. Patagonia. But only wool. But like only like no more than $5 or $6 in pristine shape. Tommy Hilfiger, super hot. The crazier the designs, the better. For example, I found a backpack. It had the big Tommy flag on it. I bought it for $5 and sold it for $55. So, so yeah, there's one. And then, let's see, two books. Books is the single most easiest way to get into this. You know what? Like, there's a library right down the street from me, probably just like you, and we're slacking off. We should be going down there. We should be buying those books that they're selling for $1, scanning them with our Amazon seller app until we can save up enough money to get apps that provide more data that where it shows like how often a particular SKU sells monthly. Books. I've made like even not knowing anything about books, I made money on books. I made like I made over $100 selling a book. Like my very first book actually, I made over $100. It was a hardback. It was a Hunter S. Thompson book. And the crazy part was, it wasn't even like one of his like good ones. It was like a shitty one. Which just goes to show you, like, you know, I mean, scarcity. It's about scarcity. Less things, higher the price. That is what it is all about. So, and then let's see. What else can I drop? What other knowledge bombs can I drop on you? I don't know, like vintage clothing, like especially 90s stuff. I know I keep on going back to it, but it's just like, it's so much fun. Like, I love it because it just reminds me of my childhood. And I'm a very big super nostalgic fanatic, straight up, you know. And I remember going over to my homies and playing Earthworm Jim, eating, you know, pizza, watching Ninja Turtles, playing with a little action figure Ninja. Oh my god, I'm so tired. I gotta get some sleep. And Ninja Turtles? No, Ninja Turtles. Ninja Turtles. Yeah. But, man, dude, the Ninja Turtles, they're so fucking badass that, like, even kids today are, like, insane about them. Like, they just go bonkers. And I don't know, it makes me smile. It's the little things. You know, definitely. Oh yeah. Well, let's see. I am going to shout out Daniel Butler, if you hear me, dude, let's make this happen, man. Let's make this podcast fucking go down, bro. You know, let's do it. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I feel like, you know, there's a lot we can talk about. I would love, man, music. We grew up listening to, like, our musical taste was, like, shaped around the same age. So that alone would make great, great, conversation. So, yes, please get back to me about that. Let's make that happen, dude. On that note, this is another episode of the Serial Hustler podcast. Please check me out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and y'all have the best days, nights, and wives of your life. Peace.